Welcome to Sling Stones, a podcast with insights for the Christian journey. And now your host, Terry Wardle.
Just the other day, I met a guy at a particular property that I'm interested in getting for a healing care center. That's something that our board and HCMI International has been working toward. We want to make a place where individuals can come, they can stay, they can get some care, get counseling, get inner healing, get spiritual direction. So anyhow, we're going to do this. It's going to be called the Healing Care Centers. But I was meeting a guy who owns a particular property that I think would be good for this, and we need to buy it and, of course, raise money for it. So I met him there, and we did some chatting for a few moments before we talked about the property itself. And at one point, he just wanted to ask me what it is I do and what I want to, you know, use this for. And I talked about that I've spent a lot of my life now since my own experience in the ditch helping people that have been hurting. And I just said, you know, for those of us that are part of the healing care ministry, we kind of believe in the scripture that says a bruised reed he will not break and a smoldering wick he will not put out. Now, that's a scripture that comes in Isaiah 42. So I just said that to try to give him at least a focal point of what this is all about. And when I did, he kind of, you know, leaned back a little bit and he flushed some and tears formed in his eyes. And he said, wow, I kind of felt something there. Well, I think what he felt was the heart of God, that this is in fact what God's about. This is in fact what God wants to do in people's lives, that he does care greatly for individuals that are hurting and for individuals that are broken. As a matter of fact, there's a whole bunch of scriptures about this. And I often, when I'm doing a formational prayer seminar, like the one I just did, I start with these scriptures that just lift up the fact that God cares for the broken. It says in Psalm 102, verse 17, he responds to the prayers of the destitute. Psalm 103, he forgives, he heals, he redeems. I've already mentioned Psalm 42, but it also says in Psalm 9:9 that God is a refuge for the oppressed. That when people are hurting, God cares about their hurting. And there's a lot of people that are hurting. They're trying to live around their hurt, but they really are hurting. You know, I wrote a book a number of years ago. The book is called Strong Winds, Crashing Waves. And the book is to try to help people see that, you know, many of them carry burdens because of things that have happened to them in the past. And that as much as they'd like to forget about those things that have happened in the past, to some degree, it still affects them. As a matter of fact, part of what I believe is that it affects the way they view themselves, it affects the way they view God, it affects the way they view other people. And while they try to put those things behind them or act like they're insignificant, well, they hurt. In this book, Strong Winds, Crashing Waves, I kind of talk about a non-clinical understanding of being hurt, of trauma, of wounds. And I say, look, there's kind of five different ways we're wounded. Part of us, we were wounded when we were kids because we didn't get what we needed. We need parents that are nuts about us, that love us, that give the impression that the party doesn't begin till we arrive. We need grandfathers that put us on their lap and love us, and grandmothers that make our favorite cookies. We need to feel like we are deeply valued, and some people don't get that. And to be honest with you, that's wounding to not receive that, and it affects the way people feel about themselves. Well, other people, they didn't just not get what they needed. They got some things they didn't need. They get abuse, whether it's physical or spiritual or sexual, verbal. People that are hypercritical of them, that try to motivate them by pushing them down to try to hope they become something. And just like everything else, it can be wounding. Maybe that's something that's happened to you. Well, there's not just what we didn't get and what we didn't need but got from parents. Some people go through tough events. I know I did. I experienced death very early on and some abuse. Didn't need it. And those events, they impact us. Also, some people experience what I call betrayal wounding when people that had power didn't use that power to help them, but in fact used that power to oppress them. And then there's sometimes things that people think you should get over easily that occur in people's lives that are really tough to get over. nicknames that are harmful, a memory of something that you've done that maybe, you know, wasn't you at your best, and now it becomes the thing everybody talks about. Whether we want to believe it or not, these things really impact the way we view ourselves, and they impact the way we view other people and the way we view God. It's just a fact. And I would like to think that all these things that happened long ago or not so long ago can just be forgotten, but it doesn't happen that way. You know, in his book, The Living Reminder, Henry Nouwen said that it's not an exaggeration to say that the suffering we mostly encounter in our lives is the suffering of memory. There's a guy named Miroslav Volf. I happen to love reading him. He wrote a great book called The End of Memory, and he says that when we've experienced wrongdoing, many times it makes us see what is behind us, even when we're looking straight ahead, meaning that what happened to us and what wounded us impacts the way we look at life itself. And I'm sure if you're like me, we try to not remember these things, but often by not remembering, well, we get weighed down by it. Henry Nouwen once said this: by cutting off our past, trying to forget it, we paralyze our future. When we work so hard to forget the evil that is behind us, we end up evoking an evil that is right in front of us. I guess the way to talk about this is that, you know, we as Christians, we receive salvation in Christ, and it's great. We've received the gospel. We've received grace. We want to move forward to grow and to be formed. That's great. But sometimes there are places where we get stuck. And you know that often the places we get stuck are in what I would call the unrepaired ruptures of the past, that things have happened in our past that we try to repress, try to forget, try to act like it's no big deal. But to some degree, it weighs us down. And you know what? What I want to say to you is this, that I really think this is one of the places where God really wants to touch us. He cares about us, not just in today or what's going to happen in tomorrow, but God knows when we're still hurting over things that have occurred in the past. That's the whole idea of emotional healing, and I've written about that at some length now over the last 20 years. I wrote a book, Draw Close to the Fire, Wounded, Whispers of Love in Seasons of Fear. I mean, I could go on and on. Healing Care, Healing Prayer, Strong Winds, Crashing Waves. And all those books have a common theme, and that is that God doesn't want us to just jump over the things that have hurt us in the past. God wants to meet us in the past. For God, there is really no past. Whatever's affecting us now, even though it came from the past, it's part of the now. And Jesus, he wants to meet us in that deep place of brokenness. I think part of the reason Jesus was broken is to help us in our own brokenness. Now, there are so many great messages of the kingdom and positive words and the glory of the gospel that I love to emphasize, but sometimes we've got to look at the fact that a lot of us as Christians, we've got a limp. There's places where we still hurt over things that have been said and done. Meg Meeker, in one of her books, she's a pediatrician, said a single statement can change a life. My wife sometimes says, a single sentence can become a life sentence. And those things happen to us. They have to me. Maybe they've had to you. But what I've discovered in God is that he has this incredible passion to heal. Not just our bodies or our relationships or save our souls, but he wants to heal the unrepaired ruptures of our past, those things that hurt us. And, well, to be honest with you, this has been the focal point of my ministry now for almost 20 years. And when I think about you trying to sometimes live around these issues or acting like they're no big deal, I want to let you know that, well, I want to give you permission to say, yeah, they were a big deal, and to ask the Holy Spirit if there's any of these issues of the past that you need to address and that you need to try to work on. I don't know if you're aware, but I've been offering seminars on how to help people deal with emotional wounds now for almost 20 years, and we've trained over probably about 7,000 or 8,000 caregivers on how to help people meet Jesus in these places of wounding in the past. And many of them have received amazing degrees of healing because of what Christ has done in their lives. And I just think that's something important, something that we can talk about here. And at least I want you to know that we have resources that can help with this. You know, I always talk about our website. We've got a couple. You can go to just terrywardle.org, and all of a sudden you'll see there's a whole bunch of things on there. There's videos. There's also a series of videos called Invitation to a Healing Journey. I want to encourage you to maybe spend some time and look at those videos. They're all about ways in which you can meet Jesus in the unrepaired ruptures of your past. I know I have. Man, there are things that happened that I thought I could never get over, so I just want to forget them and even hate the part of me that experienced it. And then all of a sudden, I feel that Jesus is so compassionate about that. He cares. He wants me to return with him to begin to repair some of those issues. And that's what our Lord does. It's what he does best. And that's the reason I have these resources there. Also, I want to tell you, if you're really hurting, I got a couple of things that you might want to think about. One of them is that we can connect you with some counselors that could really sit with you and help. And also, we have this wonderful 8-day event called a Come Away With Me retreat. Come Away With Me retreat is a time where you go and get away with 12 other folks that may be hurting in some way. And we have four really trained caregivers, professionals that just love on you, and you worship with them and you learn from them and you spend time praying. And a lot of people come away from that saying that it was absolutely life-changing. I'm also, you know, as I mentioned, we're going to start a healing care center, a property where people can come and they can stay and they can get help. Hopefully that'll be up early this fall. But I just want you to know Jesus cares about things that have occurred to you in the past, no matter how insignificant it may be. These wounds of withholding and wounds of aggression and events and statements from others and betrayals, yeah, I know as adults we want to believe they're no big deal, but they are a big deal, and they're especially a big deal to God, because that's one of the reasons that Jesus came. He didn't want to just save our soul for heaven. He wants to help us to live and to thrive. He doesn't want us to be Christians living in prisoner of war camps because of the bondage of things that have happened in the past. I mean, read Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61 talks about the servant who wants to set the prisoners free, releases from the chains of darkness, turn mourning into dancing. Give us praise, give us honor. That's what Jesus is all about. And so I don't know why today it just was on my mind. I guess because I'm standing outside talking to a guy about possibly buying this property and just saying the words, a bruised reed he will not break, a smoldering wick he will not put out. Just those very words brought tears to his eyes, evidence that something inside of him could really benefit from the touch of Jesus. Maybe that's true of you. I hope you look at the resources we have. Think about your own life. You're valued. It's important. God wants you healed. He doesn't want you limping along. He wants more than surviving. He wants you to thrive. I'm praying that for you. And if anything in this podcast today has touched you, hey, reach out to Jesus. Ask him if he'd like to meet you in some of those wounds of the past and see what he has to say. You're precious. You're important. You matter. Your story matters. God bless you for today.